This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, a New England agriculturalist. I've been on board for pretty much all of my life. I've been around cows all my life. And that's where we start here with our overview of what's going on. I usually like to start each hour with a focus on what's going on in the news as it affects farms. And certainly lately it's been about dairy. You've all heard by now that Borden's, which is one of the oldest and largest dairy companies in America, became the second major milk producer to file for bankruptcy in the last couple of months. And so what is the reason for this? Why do we have all of these circumstances that are bringing dairy farmers to their knees? Dean Foods was a creator of the atmosphere. Borden was not. The circumstance is complicated. It has to do with the big ag, connection to government, stupid things being said by the Secretary of Agriculture, like get big or get out. The small growers are going out, the small farmers, the small dairy farmers. There was a very interesting overview. First time I've ever seen USA Today take a look at dairying in the way that it did, I think, in the last week or so. They focused on, there's a big picture in the money section of USA Today, I think it was last week or the week before, that had cows on a rotary milking parlor at the dairy up in Wisconsin. The farm now milks 5,500 cows, where the average size of a dairy farm in Wisconsin is about 150 cows, but they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Scale of what numbers of people can do with all the robotic milkers, excuse me, the technology that has changed farming, not only here in our country, but all around the world, frankly. So is that the way it's going? There were 10,000 dairy farms 5 years ago in Wisconsin. And now they've either gone, most of them, by the way, farm, family operations passed down for generations, and now the assault on milk and milk prices, which have basically crippled America's dairy land, places like Wisconsin, Indiana, Illinois, you name the places. Now the farmers have gone to the Southwest, where they can more easily deal with the numbers. I talk all the time about the farm I pass in El Paso when I'm driving from East Coast to West Coast, and there are 15,000 cows in these three different locations back to back next to each other along the I-10 coming out of El Paso heading into New Mexico and Arizona. And so we have these decisions, the appalling harvest last year really affected a lot of people in the farming business, especially as far as cows are concerned and dairy. There's a story there's in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel talking. There's a series of stories about the distress that farmers, especially dairy farmers, and what we're talking about isn't just the farmer. We're talking about the user. You know, these companies going out of business mean that the sources of milk that you will have, the choices, even if you don't realize, and I'm talking to a farm group now, but there are a lot of people who listen to this program that aren't farm-related. They just want to know about their food source. And the business with Borden, because they say they filed for bankruptcy because they can't afford the debt load that they have, 3,300 employees. They have some of them that are union members. It's been hurt by the trends in the industry. People blame the advent of coconut milk and almond milk and soy milk, which isn't milk. It isn't. Milk comes from the mammary glands of mammals. That's what milk is. So it's not that we're misusing the name, and that is, I think, also hurting the consumer, because the consumer doesn't really know the difference one way or another. They just know that supposedly almond milk is better because if they're lactose intolerant, they can do this, that, or the other thing. Well, the reason that you're lactose intolerant in most circumstances is because the processing now that milk goes through is much different than what it was when we first were using pasteurization back within the last 100 years, 50 years. The milk you grew up on and the milk that's available now, it's different milk. Processed differently, produced differently, and it doesn't have the benefits, and it is easier to be lactose intolerant, so that gives another door. I mean, we're not analyzing this thing intelligently or correctly. We just aren't. It's not being, there's so many different things. The fellow that was the CEO of Dean Foods was given a $3 million bonus to push the price of wholesale milk down below $20 a hundredweight, when everybody who's in the agricultural end, the milk end of agriculture, knows that it costs more money than that to produce quality milk, more than $20 a hundredweight. So what did you accomplish by pushing the price of the milk that you pay to the farmer? You're accomplishing nothing, because you're getting cheaper milk that the public doesn't want. The public's wising up to what you're doing. So this thing becomes, we're going around in circles here with this thing. As far as Borden is concerned, the company's discussed a lot of potential plans, but it's not sure what to do next, and I can understand that. It's not an easy, road to hoe. But they have no friends in Washington, that's for sure. You got no friends in Washington. When the Secretary of Agriculture says, get bigger, get out, that's not a good sign, especially for those of us who are in the family farm business. I want to meet somebody with you, give you the story of David Leon, who is the executive director of the Farmer's Footprint. You'll find his approach to farming to be fascinating, I think, as we move ahead here in this hour of the American Family Farmer. I oftentimes talk about how important it is for farmers, along with the rest of the people in our world, to get a good night's rest. And the time now where so many farmers are so stressed, I haven't talked about that, how stressed humans equals stressed cows. That's a whole different thing that we can talk about. But one of the things that stresses out farmers is they don't get a good night's rest. Give yourself every opportunity to get a great night's sleep. Please go to MyPillow.com. You and members of your family can look at what's there. You can find the pillows that you want, the size, the shape, the color even, at MyPillow.com. Then you can save by using the DJV code. You can save up to 66%. All of the MyPillow products are at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV and get gift cards. You can register for all kinds of special deals in addition to what you get, up to 66% off buying the towels, buying the sheets, buying the pillows. All the products are there. This is a brand name to be reckoned with in America. Everything is made in America. Everything is sourced in America, with the exception of the sheets. The cotton for the sheets comes from Giza cotton in Egypt. But other than that, everything comes from the United States. The pillow will change your sleep habits forever. No more chemical foam pillows. Nope. My Pillow, washable, dryable, and very sleepable, very usable. Get all kinds of pillows for all the people in your family and the dogs in your family, the dogs and cats. All those beds are there as you look through the catalog at MyPillow.com. Think about what to buy. Get the best price by using the code DJV.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack. Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary.
Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Somebody just asked me if Elsie the cow was the mascot for Borden, and yes, you remember correctly from when you were a kid, Elsie the cow was on the label of all of the things that came out of Borden. Now, moving into our next phase of conversation, we meet David Leon, who's the executive director and co-founder of Farmers Footprint. It's a nonprofit dedicated to accelerating. I don't want to read. I want to hear from you. I'm going to introduce you and I'm going to tell people who you are. They don't want to hear it from me. They want to hear it from you. So, David Leon, welcome. Who are you?
Thanks. Hi, Doug. Thank you for having me on.
Sure.
Well, you got the first part right. I am the executive director of Farmers Footprint. We're a new nonprofit, and the mission statement there, we very much are looking to accelerate universal adoption of regenerative agriculture practices, and that's for human health, for planetary health, and for the resiliency of the American farmer.
One of the things the American farmer has to do is embrace a lot of new things like Excel spreadsheets, using computers, share. And the younger farmers are great at this because they're onto social media and they exchange a lot of information about how to do things the right way or the way they've experienced it. So we have that, I suppose, going for us. And a lot of the information, it's that technology or it's the technology of what you're working on, because a lot of the information that you have at your fingertips about regenerative agriculture comes from research, and that research is being passed along through the new world order of information, right?
That's right. Well, and I think what's important to acknowledge is that while any one farmer may have a limited suite of tools, maybe they know an Excel spreadsheet, maybe they know some social media, maybe they know some direct-to-consumer sorts of technologies that they can use to help grow their business. But what we want to do is I've immersed myself in conversations with, you know, farmers, with financial institutions, with research institutions, and what we're really trying to do is see how can we kind of make a much broader set of tools available to any one farmer, and so they don't have to rely on what they just have available in their own backyard. And so we're on the lookout for those sorts of tools that really are helping to scale this transition and to make this change a little bit more manageable for everyone.
Well, it is. It's a huge transition for farmers. Has been the death, literally, of some farmers, the death knell for farms, family farms. So we need to dig around this a little bit more. Hold on. David Leon with us here on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
Lady not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest honey. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money.
All right, sir. A focus on new. It's new, the new and the old coming together. David Leon is here from Farmers Footprint. It's farmersfootprint.us. That's their internet address. You have been in the commercial business. You've had for-profit under your belt, and now you're working for a non-profit. This is an important area. Who's in this group with you, this Farmers Footprint? Who are these people?
Well, the main person that most people will know is my co-founder, Dr. Zach Bush. He's coming from the medical research side. He treats patients at clinics and actually came out of a rural clinic practice in Virginia. And he really backed into soil health as sort of a root cause for what he was seeing in terms of the health epidemics in his patients and more broadly in the United States. And
you mean people getting sick because they're eating food that comes from land that is either depleted or is depleted for several reasons. The stuff that is being put on the land is making people sick. Is that pretty much the bottom line?
Yeah. That was the assumption. I mean, what Zach was seeing was he had patients coming in with these chronic diseases, and he was going, well, let me put you on, for instance, just an all-kale diet, and I would expect to see those inflammation markers start to go down. And he was actually seeing some of them going up. And he said, well, what's going on with our food that is causing these sorts of situations in our bodies? And having studied extensively, the gut microbiome and then understanding the very complex biology that's happening in our soil that has really co-evolved alongside human beings for our entire existence on this planet. And that was really kind of a light bulb moment of going, you know, what is actually of the soil is also of our bodies. And that's where a doctor really starts to get interested in soil science. And
see, I don't think it's that. I'm not a scientist. I'm just a farmer. I'm not just a farmer.
Sure.
but I know what's going on the land. I talk all the time about the microbes that come out of the back end of a cow, where everybody's bitching about methane gas. I'm looking at the ground, and the area around the cow poop is all green and lush, and I'm thinking to myself, why is that? So you do a little research, and you find out, duh, that what goes on in the cow's belly is creating an atmosphere for the land to be enhanced as we keep depleting it by throwing crap on it like Roundup and whatever else it is that sucks the goodness out of the soil, or just not putting things back into the soil. Here the cows are helping to rejuvenate the soil, and I think that it's, I don't think it's that complicated, frankly. I think you
right.
can follow
well,
the trail.
Actual interactions happening in that biology are complicated, but you're right. At its simplest form, there is a cycle here that nature, you know, has created that is very much, hey, we eat the food somehow gets passed through a cycle and goes back down into the soil, and that's feeding the microbes, and that's again now feeding the new food. And when you disrupt that cycle with you know, harmful pesticides that are sort of decimating the life down there, well, what you're going to get out is depleted food. And so that's really what he was seeing in his practice and you know, in the rise of these chronic health issues. And that's when we decided, you know, we really need to do something about this. And light bulbs started going on sort of across mm-hmm. the board in terms of people connecting their food to their health in a way that they hadn't thought about it before.
Hello. Yeah, but that's one of those duh. All right, let's talk about what we're doing in this arena when we continue here on the American Family Farmer.
This special report is sponsored by Yoplait. Kick off the new year with new snack wins for mom. Yoplait has collaborated with Starburst to release a new line of original style yogurt varieties, available in four signature Starburst flavors: strawberry, cherry, lemon, and orange. The fun doesn't stop there. Gogurt Yogurt is bringing the magic of unicorns to life with two fun flavors: raspberry and rainbows, and strawberry banana sparkle. These delicious varieties are bursting with fun flavors the whole family will love and are the latest addition to the Yoplait Snack Time lineup. Yoplait, Starburst, and Unicorn Gogurt Yogurt will be available at most major retailers nationwide beginning in January 2020. To learn more, visit www.yoplait.com or follow Yoplait on Facebook or Instagram. Yoplait, for big little wins.
What's in store this week at your local Staples?
Out with the old and ink with the new.
You can't print without ink.
Yeah, it's very hard. I've tried.
So stock up at Staples, because right now, all HP ink cartridges are buy one, get one 30% off.
Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at Staples.com. Staples, where there's a whole lot more in store.
Valid 1/5/20 to 1/11/20. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See store or Staples.com/ink savings for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran fired missiles at U.S. troops stationed in Iraq on Tuesday. The president spoke at the White House.
We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases.
Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Mark Milley says he believes the Iranians were out to kill U.S. troops. Top administration officials briefed lawmakers on last week's drone attack that killed the top general in Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Florida Republican Marco Rubio says the Guard has been a growing threat in the Middle East for some time.
Not only am I convinced that there was a near-term threat, but that there's an ongoing near-term threat. It exists today, but it really existed back in the last 2 months of this year. It's been ongoing for a while.
This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Farm sensibility. Now we're through the holiday season, back to focusing on the real deal. That is, how do we survive in the year 2020 if we're a family farmer? We're working with the folks from FarmersFootprint.us. David Leon is the director and co-founder of this operation, with a doctor named Zach Bush, all of the soil work that they're doing. And I said, basically, this is a pretty simple, the way Mother Nature works, the way the universe works, pretty complicated, but yet it's pretty simple when you get right down to it. There's good and there's bad. And what we've had over the last, certainly since the advent of Roundup and Bayer buying out Monsanto and what they've done to the planet, it's very interesting, David, to look around and see what the landscape is, because now the Bayer, who wishes they hadn't bought Monsanto at this point, because there's so many lawsuits, dozens of farmers and individuals are suing Bayer. And so now comes along a new outfit. There's a company called Corteva, C-O-R-T-E-V-A, that is promoting a new weed killer. Weed killers on my farm, I used what we call, old tool called a cultivator. And even with some of the more clever farmers, one of my friends developed something. Well, actually, it's been developed by other people. But you put a Bunsen burner, basically, on a cultivator, and you burn the weeds around the corn or whatever else is, you know, you're growing. There's no reason. It's easier, for sure, to throw something in the machine and spread it around and hope that it'll kill all the weeds. The insidious thing about Roundup is it killed the weeds, but it didn't kill the seeds, so it replanted itself and, you know, it became a never-ending cycle, which was a great way for them to make money, but they didn't think about how they were going to be killing people. And it's a direct and an indirect thing. You're more interested, the farmer's footprint, interested in the indirect results of what's happened with what we've been putting on the soil, not putting into the soil, putting on the soil. So stuff may grow better, but it isn't growing it because the soil's better. It's growing it because what we put on top of the seed makes it grow better. So you're focused on the in-depth way of making, of putting back into the soil. And I remember sort of studying this, and I bought a deep tiller that would, some of the land that I had, I used this thing, went down into the ground almost 3 feet. If you had 3 feet of topsoil, you were fine. If you didn't, then, you know, there's a problem. But that got stuff that was way down in the soil up to the surface to help things grow better. So anyway, that's sort of a background thing as to how I view this. More importantly, right, what are you doing now? What do we do collectively to make the farmer's footprint better, healthier, so that people appreciate what the farmer is doing once the farmer knows what he has to do?
Right. Well, just a quick note to the point you just made is that I think that diversity of options, that presents both a challenge and an opportunity, right? Like, the challenge is that there's not going to be any one silver bullet method or process that is going to work for every farmer and every climate and every soil
right.
type for every
That's
crop,
true.
Right?
Right.
And
yep.
so there's a challenge there in scaling sort of the education that's going to be needed around how farmers need to change their practices. But I think there's also an opportunity. I mean, the farmer is the most resilient and innovative person we have in the American economy.
Absolutely. Yep. And they've proven it decade after decade after decade after decade of what we have to do. And what you're trying to do, if I read between the lines here, is get us away from this chemical dependency that we have, which is depleting the value of the soil. That's pretty simple. That's the message, isn't it?
That's it. I mean, I'm a kid from California. I come pretty outright and say that, look, I'm not a farmer. But I am looking at the models that are going to help create something robust here, and that's a robust business. It's a robust relationship with your land and with the field, and also, you know, with the consumer and understanding what they want. And I think we're going to have to pull resources from outside, from different sectors, and that's
yep.
really what Farmers Footprint
well,
is about.
And one of the other things, not to keep focusing on the culprits here, but this,
yeah.
again, the duh factor is when you look at the chronic diseases that have been created by the way we've grown food and the people that run these big ag conglomerates, you look at the board of directors of big pharma companies and you look at the board of directors of companies like Monsanto and you see the same names. You see the big pharma guys and you see this. I mean, it's the same people. So they figured out a way to make you sick so they can make money on trying to get you to be better. And it's so obvious what's going on here to anybody. So what we want to do is spend our time here talking about how to regenerate the soil, making organic matter. And I, you know, I'm trying to, I'm putting together I've had a little composting thing on my farm, but I'm now going to add
right.
to it food scraps, because I think that's another area that we have been lacking, and there's a lot of good stuff there that once you mix it all up and make that brew, that sort of witch's brew, it do great
right.
things for the soil. But can we make enough of these? Can we make them big enough? What do we do? Because it's a problem not only in our country, but all around the planet. So we got to do
right.
something. And what are we going to do?
Yeah, so when I, you know, when Dak came to me and challenged me to, kind of presented me with this problem, and he showed me the film that they had been working on the year previous, which you can see on farmersfootprint.us. That's the first leg of an intended docuseries that is starting to follow this transition. Again, not trying to make a silver bullet story here. We're trying to tell an ongoing story that we hope you know, we can tell over the course of years as farmers sort of go on this journey, and we can bring people with us. And that is, you know, I came on and I said, look, Doc, I'm not gonna come on here and go on the corner and collect signatures to help the farmer. I really want to get into the mechanics of transition. What are the financial incentives? What are the education requirements that are needed? And so as we started working through that, the film was taking off, and we were very surprised by this because we weren't sure what was going to happen. And what ended up happening is I started getting calls from nonprofit orgs, academic organizations, farmers, consumers, big food companies, healthcare companies. They were reaching out and going like, oh my God, this makes so much sense. And I didn't realize how all this was connected. And so I started backing in and going, you know what? There are lots of folks on the ground and groups that are working on individual parts of this problem, be it the consulting for farmers needed to change their operation, the technologies for controlling weeds and otherwise. There's all these groups doing this amazing work, and what hasn't really come together yet is a connective sort of story and a cohesive message around all of that. And that's really what we started being called to do was, you know what, can you tell a story that is going to reach all of this diverse group? Farmers themselves are such a diverse group, and there's not any one story or approach that is going to apply directly to everyone. And so our calling started to crystallize, you know, really in the last couple months of last year, really, around, you know what?
Yeah, this is new. All this stuff you're doing is new. Yeah.
That's right. I mean, and what you're doing really in a way is helping in that front is we need a media organization that is going to connect and tell all of these stories so that people can hear and grab on to the pieces that are going to be important to them. And so that's a big part of our approach is storytelling. And we think that that's incredibly powerful. Wow. We've already seen the power of that.
Well, we've seen some films in the past 10 years that have talked about the decline of the farm, the problems with farmers, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. We haven't seen a film that, I mean, I understand, I'm looking at this film, the trailer, by the way, is good. The farmersfootprint.us is the place where you can find this film that would be good for every farmer to look at. Not that the farmers don't know what's going on, but sometimes it's not in their best financial interest to do this stuff because they need a quick cure. Farmers are hurting, so they need to grow more, and they do whatever they have to grow more. They're not thinking about what the next generation, what their children are going to do with the land. So it's more the children that we got to get to, or the new farmers you got to get to with this stuff, because the old guys are trying to just survive. That's really kind of the bottom line.
That's right. Yeah, I mean that's sort of succession story and the new generation of farmers. That's a big theme for the stories that we tell, and I've been really inspired by the conversations that I've had, and you know, kids on the farm who don't see a future in it and moved away and you know, went into tech or went into something else, they're now reinvigorating and coming back and bringing some of those skills back to their family and saying, look, I'm going to take what I've learned outside of the farm sector and see if I can make a difference here. And that's what we want to do in math is we need to get folks who are passionate and understand that the universal, you know, common denominator here is food. This is stuff that we are all eating and putting
survival
into our bodies.
Hello.
Yeah. That's easy. And you know what? That is a pretense for political change because this actually, it crosses the red and blue aisle. It is, you know,
well,
regenerative.
But David, so, you got to get these people that are working to try to get your vote. They are clueless. The only person that's really talking about this is Mayor Pete. That's why he's number one in Iowa. And nobody's talking about the food sources. And Amy Klobuchar is from a farm state. She should be talking more about it. Bernie Sanders from a farm state, he's beginning to talk about it because he sees the attention. I would think they'd all see the attention that Mayor Pete is getting because of his focus on food. And what's going on with the farmers? The farmers are not with Trump, at least as far as I can see, anymore. They're only would be grudgingly with him. But, I mean, the whole this whole business of the trade war and bailing out farmers and who got the money is a disgrace. So we got all of these things. It becomes political. There ought not to be any politics involved in eating good food, growing food, having safe soils. There should be no politics involved in that.
The cool thing is, I mean, with regenerative agriculture, there are so many happy consequences, right? So if you're a coastal constituent or a progressive side and you care about the global warming issue, guess what? Regenerative agriculture is great at sequestering carbon and creating resiliency to climate change. If you care about purely the financial incentives, we're going to lower input costs on your farm and create a higher profit margin with regenerative agriculture. I don't even have to mention climate change to you. Yeah. And I bring this up because there really is multiple routes to tell this story. And the key is really telling all of them and saying, you know what, if you don't believe in that part, that's fine. I've got another really good reason for you that's going to really matter to you. And, and that's where I see the opportunity politically. And I push back a little bit. I mean, Alan Williams from Soil Health Academy was mentioned, I think, in the second Democratic debate. And now all of the candidates have started to add, you will see regenerative agriculture that we've recognized that this is a solution and farmers can really be at the forefront of the environmental challenges, of the health challenges that are facing the nation and the world.
There's a new world order here for sure. And you'll get a lot out of going to this website. Simple, straightforward, the film, watch it at farmersfootprint.us. David Leon, thanks for being here.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in a Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2/3/20. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Now, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. healthiq.com/easy.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dan Perkins here for your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your veterans tip of the day.
The opportunity, because I guess this is my program, so I feel like I need to comment on things from time to time. And my conversation with Benjamin brought me back around to something that I talk about frequently, and people ask me for more information, especially on my own farm, about how cows can save the planet. And so I'm going to get into that with you in a matter of moments in a brief overview. I want to remind you about how the history of our American Family Farmer show goes back about three and a half years. And every week we have a different focus. You can find in an accrual way, we aggregate all of the shows and they're all there listed, what the information is. For example, the current American Family Farmer show talks about the weather, how reports indicate that a lot of family farmers haven't been able to fertilize or even get onto the fields. And then we talk about the White House, the negative effects of the tariffs. That story continues for sure for the family farmer. And then I introduce you to Bobby Wilson, who is a government relations associate for the Wisconsin Farmers Union, a division of the National Farmers Union. She has similar duties with Dairy Together over the last 10 years or so. We look at the history of dairy farms. Do you realize this country has lost 17,000 dairy farms in the past 10 years? So we have about a third as many cows as we used to. And that's not good for us, certainly not good for the family farmer. But we have these huge conglomerates, and that's really what's affecting us. And we talk about that and the price crisis. And then I opine on farming anxiety, the weather and the trade issues, that sort of stuff. So support yourself. Join a support group. That's one of the other things we talk about, how to do that. The current version of the American Family Farmer Show, you get it, you download it, at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This portion of the program brought to you by Marley and Martha. Yes, Martha is Martha Stewart. Marley is a friend of hers, came up with an idea to send fresh ingredients, great food, right to your door, and you can get that now. You want to cook meals at home? Here's a way to get fresh, healthy food, healthy choices, by going to, you just get your iPhone or whatever device you have, and text the word FORK, F-O-R-K, to 246-810. You get the great food sent right to your door. The first three meals are free. So to be a part of Martha's free taste test, be the first, one of the first 100 people to text the word FORK to 246-810 right now. Get the great food. Fix it at home. Text the word FORK to 246-810 to get the first three meals for Martha and Marley Spoon free.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
A rewarding relationship.
Staples wants to thank you for your business.
By helping you save money for your business.
So now, during Staples Customer Appreciation Month, you can save big money on the things your business uses every day, like ink, toner, and paper.
And right now, a ream of Staples multi-purpose paper is only $4.50. That's almost half off.
Just our way of saying thanks.
Staples, there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, valid on SKU 513099.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
All right, so how do cows save the planet? This is a favorite, and I admit to this, because cows are my thing. One of my favorite focuses here, especially as we keep talking about all the aid to farmers who ought not to be getting the help, the farms that are suffering from climate change, Trump's trade war, whatever. And here's how you can help. If people don't understand what's going on with your cows and their role in the environment, the issue is pretty controversial. Some people believe methane gas from cow manure is a contributor to climate change. It's not. Livestock emits 2% of the total methane drawn into the atmosphere. But there are those who use the argument that methane emissions are going to kill the planet. No, we're not going to kill the planet anyway. We will not kill the planet. We'll kill ourselves, but the planet will be just fine. And one of the things, as I just explained, a lot of people in Vermont are following this story and trying to have covert effect on the carbon stuff in the air and soil practices. Get some cows and let them run around like chickens, too. Chickens and cows, the best thing to recreate the health of a soil on a farm, any place you want to. I know it's not, you know, likely you're going to get a cow or a chicken if you live in the suburbs, but cows and chickens together we'll save the planet. I know you won't hear that anywhere else, but you sure as heck heard it here first. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.